910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Another day of inaction in the Texas House.
There being 95 members present, a quorum is not present.
Democrats had left the state to deny Republicans a quorum in their efforts to redraw legislative maps. And Democratic Representative Chris Turner says,
this is a nationwide fight, and we want everyone in the country to understand what the stakes are. So Greg Abbott can make all the threats he wants. We're going to continue to fight.
Other Republican-controlled states are considering redistricting, including Florida, where the House Speaker said they would study it this fall. Two U.S. officials confirmed that President Trump's directed the Pentagon to prepare options for the use of military force against drug cartels designated as terrorist organizations. The Justice Department subpoenaed Attorney General of New York Letitia James over her investigations into President Trump and the NRA to see if either violated civil rights. A James spokesperson calls the subpoenas a weaponization of the justice system. This is ABC News.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is warning food truck owners of an uptick in scams as football season approaches. According to a press release, scammers have been inviting food truck vendors to fake fan events and requesting payment for the vendors to attend. They typically request payment from the food truck vendors through apps like Venmo and PayPal. The agency advised vendors to avoid interacting with unsolicited messages, verify the legitimacy of events, and not to pay fees through peer-to-peer banking apps. A Wisconsin state lawmaker has joined counterparts from Iowa, Minnesota, and North Dakota in filing an official complaint over air quality concerns from Canadian wildfires. State Representative Calvin Callahan signed on to the letter the group submitted to the Environmental Protection Agency, calling for an investigation into Canada's wildfire management practices and for potential remedies under international law. They argue that Canada's failure to contain the wildfires has harmed the quality of life of more than 20 million people in the Midwest. Two people were rescued from Shawamagon Bay on Thursday after getting stuck on a boat about 400 yards from shore. The Ashland Fire Department responded to the call, receiving kayaks from bystanders in the area to get out to the people stranded on the boat. Another group of bystanders brought their own boat around and transported a couple more first responders out to the scene of the rescue. Both individuals were brought back to shore uninjured and were allowed to go home. How they got stuck so far out from shore is still under investigation. Spooner area kids will have an opportunity to participate in a pair of hunter education certification courses over the next few weeks. The Indian Head Rifle and Pistol Club will host a hunter education class beginning Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. with additional classes scheduled for August 16th, 19th, and 23rd. The course is designed for students with little to no experience in shooting. The organization will also host a hunter education internet field day in September for more experienced students. Enrollment for both can be completed on the DNR Go Wild website. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the New York Mets. Milwaukee, the first team in the majors to have 70 wins. They are four games ahead of the Cubs after beating the Braves Wednesday, thanks to Isaac Collins, Blake Perkins, Sal Frelick, manager Pat Murphy.
I'm proud of the guys. I mean, they find ways. They keep going, keep the pressure on. Somebody else every night. I mean, I guess Collins is every night. But then, like, Perk was incredible. He had a great game. Yelly always comes up big for us. Sal hasn't played in a while. I had three hard contacts on base three times. Ortiz is, finds a way to get involved offensively. And, of course, defensively, he's been great.
NFL, the Packers host the New York Jets 7 p.m. tomorrow night.
There's a lot that goes into those preseason games in regards to the evaluation process. It's live football, unscripted looks, unscouted looks. And you want to see how these guys react.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sizzling hot today and humid as temperatures scrape about 90 degrees, feeling more like the upper 90s. Few scattered showers are possible tonight, and then overnight and early tomorrow morning, storms hit, bringing the risks of flash flooding, high damaging winds, and hail. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow
It's fun to look back and laugh now.
That was a bad day.
There are marriages that have died on less. Our first actual fight as a married couple was about the house rules of playing Monopoly. We've not really played Monopoly since. When you can modify an app, you can modify the rules of the game. Maybe there are times when you are better off just playing the computer. Play something else with your spouse instead.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt and Air on Air.
I have a baby bird stuck in a birdhouse.
Its head is stuck.
Terry on the text line says, if you can detach the birdhouse and bring it to Ace Hardware, they can help get the bird out?
Really? Richard from Waukesha, you get the last word on this.
I like the idea of the Ace Hardware.
Yep.
But some advice is don't let them talk you into a remodeled bathroom.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll talk to Tom Nelson about his new book, comparing the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald to how the economy has been turning against its workers.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
On location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh here at Shawnee, Wisconsin, on location, along with Mr. Parker Olson at the old world headquarters, our producer and engineer back in Madison, Wisconsin. It is a TGIF afternoon. It is Friday, August 8th. It is a great day to be Wisconsinite. Welcome in, everybody. Now 6 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock. Glad to have you along here to round out the week in great fashion. The voice, trying to get back into voice, as they say. Parker Olson in for Zommers on a Friday, who is off on a couple of well-earned days of rest. Parker, cannot appreciate and thank you enough for filling in today and on Monday as well. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. I'm glad to be here. I like doing this show. It's a lot of fun here.
Well, you're too kind. Now, Parker, of course, gets up in the early morning hours when it's still dark outside because he is the producer engineer for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow every morning from 6 until 9. So have you taken my question, Parker, is have you had a rest? Have you had a respite between shows?
I took about 15 minutes for lunch.
Parker, well, you got to take care of yourself, buddy.
Kreitlow is having, so we got Labor Day coming up, so we got to get a show ready for that because we're not going to be live. Sorry to pull back the curtain here, folks.
Right, we're not
going to be live. We're going to do a best of. So I'm getting ready for that. And the Friday before that, he's going down to Lake Dallas or something to see his daughters. So we got to do two best of shows. So I'm jumping the gun and getting going on those.
As our neighbor back in Richland Center, Avis Hillesheim, was fond of saying, you know what? Pat's just working you like an old dog.
That he is, well, and the dog is tired.
Dog tired in the dog days of August. The voices were inside. Of course, my voice haven't been outside for a couple of shows this week. It's the smoke, Parker. It's the Wild West and Canadian smoke. But have no fear. I got a little Wonder State coffee in one mug here. And in this beautiful mug here from our friends over at WGBW in Green Bay, I have a little Reishi tea. So trying to keep the, along with some Gentle Breeze honey from South Central Wisconsin in Mount Horeb. How about that?
There you go. How about that? Is the honey really doing wonders for you?
It is. I'm not sure it's new, but it's the first time I've had this. It's like, I don't know, it's like ginger and lemon and lemonade rosebud or something, all natural. I don't know.
It's
very drinkable.
Is it?
Well, I think the ginger helps along with the honey, most of all.
Okay.
But we'll try to push through. A great show, by the way, on tap here today. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, big sports weekend. Lots of people around the state of Wisconsin excited for the Green Bay Packers. Their first preseason game gets underway at Lambeau Field, just down the road from where we are at tomorrow. Mike Clemens, a great sports reporter, is going to be here live, giving us the latest on Packers training camp. And as they get ready for that first preseason game tomorrow, you can hear that on many of our stations here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And then also, I'm going to be talking some Brewers baseball. The Brew Crew back in action at AmFam Field in Milwaukee tonight, taking on the not so hot right now, as a matter of fact, New York Mets. The Mets coming into town, I think they've lost like 8 out of 9. So they're going to be hungry for it. And, of course, the Brewers try to keep their win streak alive. Still the best team in baseball and lead, I believe, the Cubs by at least, well, 2.5, 3 games right now in the National League Central Division. So I'll talk about that. And the Wisconsin Badger football team having training camp down at my old alma mater, UW Platteville, Parker's arch nemesis, because he's a Whitewater grad boy. Look, he's even if you're watching on the stream, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, he's even got the purple and white on. Look at that. He has the Warhawk logo. Oh, I should have worn my.
This wasn't planned, I promise.
I'm not so sure. But no. Whitewater's a fine school. So the Badgers down at Ralph E. Davis Stadium at UW Platteville for their training camp. And so Mike will be talking about that. And we might even talk a little pancakes, pocket pancakes.
Ooh.
With Mike Clemens. Yes, coming up a little bit later this hour as well. Then in hour two, what's worse for you today, stomach aches or headaches? How about that? And Peter Rapine will be here to close out the show at 3:30, managing editor of E-Bombs World with news of the weird, the wild, and the wacky, real headlines from real people, the week in review with Peter Rapine coming up at hour two. And by the way, Parker, anything could happen on today's show. Are you a believer in astrology or astronomy? Do you read your horoscope ever?
Oh, boy. If you couldn't guess by that reaction, no.
No, not really. I wouldn't say I'm a believer in it, but I do find it fascinating, and I do think there's some things connected to it somehow. I don't read my horoscope every day, but like I'm a Libra.
There's certainly some entertainment value to it.
Yeah, but maybe one of the traits of Libra is that we try to look at things from both sides and that. So I have some of those Libra traits, I guess I would say. But if you're an astrologist type of person, get this. Number one, Jupiter and Venus are lining up. Number two, there's the Perseid meteor shower, meteor shower, which is spectacular. I've seen that before. And it's a full moon. All of that happening over the next 3 days. So
look out. The werewolves are coming for you.
But have you ever noticed that, Parker? I'm not sure, like when you were on campus at Whitewater, I worked in retail for a long, had my own coffee shop. And whenever you're dealing with the public, maybe you're in a service center and people are calling you, or you're in retail, I swear, honest to goodness, hand to God, people get wacky and weird you always say, there's got to be a full moon coming up because, this weird things happen with guests during full moons. Ever happened to you?
I don't think I have. I will tell you, there are some people that have a way of just being too on the nose. There was a it was a buddy of mine and I were going up to Green Bay for a conference, and we were talking about somebody, and within about 5 seconds, they called.
Wow, really?
It was very
during
odd.
A full moon?
I don't know. It was like 7 in the morning.
Let's say it was during a full moon. It makes the story better. Yes, yeah. Yes. As a matter of fact, it was during a full moon. So be careful out there. And it seems like people get, how shall I say this? It gets like the cicadas that were going at it up in La Crosse on Wednesday when we were there. People get cicada fever. We'll leave it at that during a full moon as well. They rub their legs together and chirping a lot during a full moon. All right, and don't forget, it's Friday. That means Free Ticket Friday after the break. Stay tuned here because I shouldn't say break. Coming up, we're going to give you the Free Ticket Friday word. Yes, we'll give you the – and this is why I got the Brewers jersey on today, among other reasons. But here's the deal. The Brewers are hot, hot, hot. And so we're going to be giving you a word here soon. This is for a game for next Wednesday, August 13th against Pittsburgh, 1:10 in the afternoon. So you have to be able to go to that game next Wednesday at 1:10. They are not exchangeable for a different game. So we're going to give you that word here coming up in just a bit. And up for grabs from now until 4 o'clock, 4 premium club-level seats. They have beautiful, cushy seats. You have air-conditioned concourse behind you, your own set of restrooms for that area of the stadium, your own concession stands and gift shop for that area of the stadium. So it's very plush indeed. Free ticket Friday. Brewer tickets on the auction block. On the text to win block coming up here very, very shortly. If you don't have it, download the Civic Media app right now for free on your Apple or Android device. Simply go to the search bar, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up, and then you download that. It's free. Takes less than a minute. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. The Civic Media app, get it right now, because you cannot enter unless you have that Civic Media app and text in the word I will give you here very, very shortly. A couple of news headlines on the serious side for you on this Friday at 15 minutes past the hour right now. And this is disturbing to say the least. Comes from CBS News. Brian Driscoll, who briefly served as acting director of the FBI in the early days of the second Trump administration, is being pushed out of the bureau, according to multiple sources telling CBS News and other outlets. Driscoll must vacate his current role at the bureau's Washington field office by close of business today, sources said. The same goes for Steve Jensen, assistant director in charge of the bureau's Washington field office. It was not immediately clear why Driscoll, Jensen, and Giardina are being terminated. At least one other FBI official has been ousted as well. The Justice Department declined to comment on the firings. The FBI Agents Association said in a statement that it was, quote, deeply concerned by reports that FBI special agents, case agents, and senior leaders alike are going to be summarily fired without due process for doing their jobs investigating potential federal crimes, unquote. The association also said the FBI agents who are subject to employment actions are entitled to a review process, which the Bureau's leaders have committed to abide by. The group said it's reviewing its legal options to defend its members. In an email to his team yesterday, Driscoll confirmed that his last day at the FBI would be today, and told his colleagues it was, quote, the honor of my life to serve alongside of you, unquote. And he said he was not given a reason for his termination. Driscoll wrote, quote, I understand that you may have a lot of questions regarding why, for which I currently have no answers. No cause has been articulated at this time, unquote. Driscoll, get this, was awarded the FBI Medal of Valor and the FBI Shield of Bravery, was thrust into the limelight this year when he was briefly named to head the nation's largest federal law enforcement agency. He served for a month in a position while Kash Patel's nomination to serve as director was under Senate consideration. During his brief tenure as acting director, Driscoll recorded a speech lauding the FBI's agents for their work combating drug trafficking and violent crime. But stepping away from the story now by CBS, in other reporting, as this thing has been unfolding over the last less than 24 hours, it appears that Driscoll was either directly or tangentially involved in investigating many of the people around the January 6th insurrection. And this appears to be yet another purging by Trump and the Trump White House of anyone associated in any way whatsoever with upholding the law and going after the January 6th insurrectionists. Remember, the bipartisan January 6th Congressional Commission, which had Liz Cheney, amongst others, Adam Kinzinger, another Republican on that bipartisan commission, found beyond a shadow of a doubt, with evidence beyond a shadow of a doubt, that in fact Donald J. Trump helped the insurrection, instigated it, and that people carried it out in his name. And the FBI tracked down several of these people. They went to a court of law. They were judged by a jury of their peers. Many of them found guilty, sentenced by judges, And Donald J. Trump gave them blanket pardons, even though they were found to have committed crimes against the United States insurrection amongst them. And now today, the Trump administration and Donald J. Trump continue the purge of anybody in the FBI who dare uphold the law. Come on back. We're live from Shawnee, Wisconsin. Another FBI story and your chance to win 4 Brewers tickets. Do not go anywhere. We'll give you the word next, live from Shawnee on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Hear every Brewer game all season long right here on WBZH.
Swing and a bouncer hit the third. Double play ball. Ortiz for Terang for one. The first, a double play.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball on 96.9 WBZH. The Buzz of the North.
Swing and a fly ball. Right center field. It is up. It is good. Off the top of the wall and out of here.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball on 96.9 WBZH. The Buzz of the North.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. With sinking approval ratings and the 2026 midterms looming, President Donald Trump asked Texas legislators to further gerrymander congressional maps and preserve a GOP advantage in the U.S. House. Sinking to the challenge, Democratic states are threatening to cheat in their states, too. States rarely redistrict mid-decade. Trump's unfavorable ratings reached 56% in a July 28th Economist YouGov poll, and with only a 219-212 GOP advantage in the U.S. House, Trump asked the Texas legislature for help. The GOP already has 25 of the state's 38 U.S. House seats, but July 30th, the legislature unveiled a map targeting Democratic districts in Austin, Dallas, Houston, and South Texas to gain an extra 5 GOP seats, according to the Texas Tribune. Ohio, another GOP-dominated state, is also redistricting, and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis suggested his state's congressional map may have, quote, defects that need to be remedied. Leaders in blue states, including California, Illinois, Maryland, and New York, have threatened to counteract gerrymandered GOP gains. While California Governor Gavin Newsom threatened, his state uses a constitutionally protected independent redistricting commission, as do 6 other blue states, making it harder to game the system. We have all our Redistricting Week reports at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then.
Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show, live on location in Shawnee, Wisconsin. It is 22 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock here. Some breaking news. Well done, Parker Olson, filling in for Zombers today on the board. Sad news, but a full life lived. Jim Lovell, the astronaut who commanded the famous Apollo 13 mission, has died. NASA announced just moments ago. He was 97 years old, being reported now by CBS News. Apollo 13, a 1970 flight to the moon, became known as a successful failure after the spacecraft experienced an oxygen tank explosion thousands of miles from Earth, but managed to safely return home. Acting NASA Administrator Sean Duffy said in a statement that Lovell died yesterday in Lake Forest, Illinois. Duffy praised Lovell's life and work, saying he inspired millions of people. Quote, Jim's character and steadfast courage helped our nation reach the moon and turned a potential tragedy into a success from which we learned an enormous amount, according to Secretary or Acting NASA Administrator and Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy. Well, as a matter of fact, with this breaking news, Parker, I believe just got a word from our own Mike Clemens. If you have Mike's number, Parker, give him a call right now because I think you may have some information on us on Jim Lovell. So why don't we try to dial him up right now if possible. So Parker's going to work on that. Again, Jim Lovell passing away, according to NASA, yesterday. At the age of 97. Apollo 13 was made into a movie, of course, starring Tom Hanks, amongst others. Hugely successful movie, in my opinion, a really good movie. Perhaps our own Pete Schwabba will be talking about a little bit about Apollo 13, the movie, based on, obviously, real-life events a little bit later on. You could catch Pete Schwabba live just down the street. Well, maybe more than down the street, a few miles away at our studios at WGBW in downtown Green Bay. Nightlight every evening from 6 until 8. Again, according to CBS and other breaking news sources, Jim Lovell, the astronaut who commanded the famous Apollo 13 mission, has died. NASA announced just moments ago, and he was 97 years old. Lots to remember about Jim Lovell and that crew. I was barely born, so I don't remember it at the time. But it's really a fascinating legacy. Of course, now all kinds of new talk about the Trump administration saying they want to build a nuclear reactor on the moon. But at the time in the late 60s. It was new hope. John F. Kennedy himself, of course, former President Kennedy, put that edict out there. There was a challenge to American engineering and American space exploration on that as well. So Jim Lovell today, dead at the age of 97. Parker, do we have Mr. Clemens on the phone by chance?
Yes, we do.
All right. Mike Clemens joining us from the road. Normally talking sports. That's what we're going to talk about with Mike in just a few minutes.
Yes,
here.
We do.
But all right, Mike on the phone. Mike, thanks for joining us a little early here. Sad news about Jim Lovell, passing away at 97, but certainly a life well lived. And we have Mike there.
Ooh, I thought, give me a second.
All right, we're working on a little tech. Speaking of technical difficulties, just like Apollo 13, sometimes these things happen on the board. So, Parker,
Madison,
you can
change. We have a problem.
There you go. As my former boss used to say, Rangoon, this is Bombay. Come in. Mike, I think we got you now. Jim Lovell passing away at age 97, a life well lived.
I had a chance to interview Jim a couple of times because he's Milwaukee. He was born in Milwaukee and becomes a pilot. He was in the second wave of astronauts in the 60s, not the original seven. He's with Gemini. He hooks up for Frank Borman, outstanding pilot. And when, they did the Mercury solo astronaut program, Gemini, two guys in a little capsule. And as they were doing things like spacewalks and long orbits, the next step then was docking. Because you're going to have to dock with a command module and lunar module if you're going to land on the moon. So Gemini 6 and Gemini 7 went a couple of days apart, and they went nose to nose. And Jim and Frank Borman, though, they stayed up there for almost 2 weeks in a two-man capsule. They came up pretty ripe, with beards and everything. But they earned so much respect. And then he did another mission with Gemini, and then – his ride to the moon, as we all know, was Apollo 13 and, the Tom Hanks and Ron Howard movie depicts that so clearly. Well, anyway, he went on to be such an advocate for the manned space program, for other kinds of science things. And in about 1998, 99, our colleague Jane Madner and I were invited downtown to the Discovery World Museum in downtown Milwaukee, and they renamed it the Jim Lovell Discovery Area, and they changed 7th Street to Jim Lovell Lane. And so that's how much he means to this area.
That's incredible, Mike, and I cannot thank you for adding that. I did not know that he was a Milwaukee native, but just yet another thing, right, for us to be proud of as Wisconsinites. And like I say, I was barely born during that time, but I think all politics aside, that space program really invigorated the American spirit, did it not?
Well, listen, all the first, the JFK assassination, the Vietnam War, the Tet Offensive, MLK, RFK, race riots, the Democratic Convention in 68, there was two positive things that came out of that decade. The Packers dynasty, that they did it the right way in the football field, and the manned space program landing a man on the moon before the decade was out.
Yeah. Well said. Mike, let me stay with this. Again, breaking news, Jim Lovell, astronaut, Milwaukee native, dead at the age of 97. We're going to come back, talk with one of our favorite people more, Mike Clemens, our sports reporter, and give you that Brewers word to win four tickets to the Red Hot Brewers. We'll discuss that and the Packers after this. We're live on location at Shawnee on the Civic Media Radio Network.
In fact, it's cold as hell.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Not be a lot of policy development catching the attention in Washington, D.C., but there's one bill that Wisconsin pork producers are still paying attention to. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. It's called the Save Our Bacon Act, and it's really designed to restore interstate commerce to the state of California. Remember, California has something called Proposition 12 in place that dictates exactly how pork producers must raise their animals and how egg producers must raise their animals. And that's turned into very expensive pork and eggs for California consumers. Morgan Warwick is the program and marketing director at the Wisconsin Pork Association.
I think it's different for every pork producer. Some are Prop 12 compliant, some are not. But at the end of the day, if we know what regulations we have to abide by and that we can raise pork the way we feel is best for our operation, that's what's important for producers. And so we want to be able to have our pig farmers continue to do what's best for their pigs, their families, and their operations while still delivering a safe, consistent, affordable food product for consumers.
Morgan Warwick with the Wisconsin Pork Association. She says addressing the fix of Proposition 12 is not only critical for California, but it also will keep other states from putting in place their own individual guidelines for food production.
At Channel, we always show up for our farmers.
Is that tar spot or rust?
Incoming!
Definitely rust.
Rick? How did you...
Dropping in to check on your crop, Bill. Let's call your agronomist before that rust can hurt your yield.
That sounds great, but when did you learn to skydive?
Self-taught, Bill. Kind of a prodigy.
From personalized insights to year-round support, Channel Seed Pros always show up. Visit channel.com to learn more. Channel, all in, all season. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVet's Bovine Gold Light to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Gold Light keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Gold Light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
And the final few days now of the Wisconsin State Fair, State Fair Park in West Allis. Earlier this week, the Governor's Blue Ribbon Livestock Auction was held. And while many will pay attention to the $35,000 paid for the Grand Champion Steer, what's forgotten is that that auction also awarded $55,000 in scholarships and contributed an additional $30,000 in financial support to Exhibitor Showmanship, Master Showman, and Reserve Champion Awards. That's just a quick update on what's happening in food news on a Friday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sizzling hot today and humid as temperatures scrape about 90 degrees, feeling more like the upper 90s. Few scattered showers are possible tonight, and then overnight and early tomorrow morning, storms hit, bringing the risks of flash flooding, high damaging winds, and hail. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 82 degrees.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Anderson, who is the founder of WisconsinOlogy.com. You were great in the documentary. That's really exciting.
I'm really not as a documentary filmmaker because I get bored so quick. You have to really dig into your subject, and you got to show up every day, sometimes for years, to let a story unfold or to find a story. I'm good for one day.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Well, I'm off taking in the best Wisconsin Northwoods has to offer. Enjoy highlights from recent shows, and don't miss your chance to win tickets to see the Red Hot Brewers with Free Ticket Friday.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Face. Now I'm a believer.
Welcome back to the Tom Arbol Show, live on location in Shawnee, Wisconsin. Let her play, Parker. I love this song. I always like the Brewers when I hear about this. It's 2:35 on a Friday, TGIF. That music on this show means only one thing. It's time for Free Ticket Friday. That's right, folks. Your chance to win four club-level seats at AmFam Field to watch the red-hot Milwaukee Brewers. This is the only caveat. You may not exchange this winning ticket for another game. So you have to be able to go this coming Wednesday, August 13th, versus Pittsburgh at 1:10 in the afternoon. So if you're available next Wednesday, August 13th at 1:10 in the afternoon to watch the Brewers take on the Pittsburgh Pirates, get your texting fingers ready. You must enter through the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, download it on your Apple or Android device. Open it up. First 10 stations are the ones that we are on. Click on one of those. Then lower right-hand corner, little icon says text. Click on that. Now, get your hot little fingers ready and text the word BREW, B-R-E-W. The word is BREW, B-R-E-W. Text it right now on the Civic Media app. You have until 4 o'clock. At the 4 o'clock hour, the computer will randomly choose one entry that's spelled correctly. And if you're chosen, you will be on your way to AmFam Field this Wednesday, August 13th at 1:10 in the afternoon. The Brewers taking on Pittsburgh. Again, text the word BREW, B-R-E-W. I'm not going to say the other words because I don't want to confuse people. Just make sure that you use B-R-E-W. Nothing else. That's the word. So text it right now, BREW, on the Civic Media app to win those free tickets, four of them, in the club-level seats. No better person to talk about the Brewers with, the Packers, the Badgers. This is one of my favorite times of year, one of my favorite people to talk sports with, our very own Civic Media sports reporter, Mike Clemens, joining us on the road in between two hot cities right now in Wisconsin, Green Bay and Milwaukee. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Well, you're one of my favorite people, too. And, Shawno, I got to tell you, one of the great guys that gave me a break in covering sports in Wisconsin is Lee Remmel. Do you know that name? He was the longtime.
I did. I associated with communications, but I forgot exactly where, so fill people in.
If you were watching a Packers game and Pat Summerall and John Madden were doing the game, or Al Michaels, somewhere along the way they'd say, "Hey, we want to thank Lee Remmel, the director of public relations of the Packers. He helps us out so much because he would get them facts and prep things and set them up with interviews with Brett Favre and the like." Mm-hmm. So one time he's the guy that gets you your pass to get into the games, right? Get your your press credential. So we're out to dinner. I said, "Well, tell me about your start." And he said, "Well, I grew up in Shawnee, Wisconsin, and high school, and started covering sports there for the local paper. And then they sent me down to Green Bay to cover some guy named Don Hutson." So I was like 18 or 19 on the sidelines watching Don Hutson play and Curly Lambeau. And, so he was our last connection to that beginning era of the team. And then, he finished and got his degree, became a writer for the Press Gazette, covered the team for 20 or 30 years. I said, "So what was Lombardi like?" And he said, "I didn't like him, Mike. He was antsy and tense." And he said, "One time, it was about 65 or 66. They'd already run a couple of titles. And we go out to Baltimore, and Johnny Unitas and the Colts just kind of kicked their butt. And you know, they look flat. The Packers look flat. So I wrote in the paper that the Packers, you know, fell asleep and they lost to the Colts, like 37-14 or something. Uh-huh. He said the next practice, we're standing there on the sidelines, and Lombardi takes a break and says to all his players, gentlemen, you see that man over there? He's the one that said you were asleep against the Colts. And he said, Mike, I was so angry. I mean, you don't do that. You just don't do that. Right. And I didn't talk to Vince for like 2 weeks. And he said, finally, I wrote a feature on one of the other players one time. And he came up and said, hey, nice job on that feature. Which he found out that was Lombardi's way of saying, hey, I'm sorry, I stepped over the line.
Right. Old school, right? Absolutely old school. Yeah. But I didn't know, Mike. Once again, you're just a wealth of facts today. In the words of the late, great Johnny Carson and Chris Myers from Fox, I did not know that. I did not know that Lee Remmel was from Shaw. That's really cool.
Lee went from reporter to then longtime PR director of the team. Into his 70s. And Mark Murphy, in his wisdom, said, you know, we need to move on. This is getting to be a demanding job, but he made him the team historian. So he was there a few years past the 2010 Super Bowl team, and Lee passed a few years ago in his 90s as well. But what a treat it was to get to know him and hear those early days of the Packers stories.
Really, really cool. Talking with Civic Media sports reporter Mike Clemens on the road between Green Bay and Milwaukee. Other breaking news out of Green Bay, Mike, about an hour ago, former Packers All-Pro receiver Billy Houghton, who still holds the franchise records for most receiving yards in a single game and most receiving yards and TDs in a rookie season, died on Monday at his home state of Texas, according to the Houston Chronicle obituary. He was 95, the Packers posting that this afternoon. Just another loss to the Packers organization, but a huge influence in the franchise as well.
Right, yeah. And the Packers does such a good they should do such a good job of remembering their alumni and honoring them in those chapters.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's move on to the current situation. Of course, big first preseason game of the year tomorrow night at Lambeau Field. Can be heard on many of these Civic Media Packer affiliate networks across the state of Wisconsin against the JETS New York Jets. What do you think, Mike Clemens? Pretty healthy. What's it looking like?
Preseason, always, the big question is, are you going to play your veterans? And usually Matt LaFleur, a protege of Sean McVay, the Rams coach, you'll see 30 veterans on the sidelines. But yesterday, LaFleur might have been playing with us a little bit. He said there's a new report from the NFL that says if your veterans play and get some time in during the preseason, they're less likely to get injured in the month of September. So he might be considering that. We'll find out. I know that Aaron Glenn, the new head coach of the Jets, the defensive coordinator the last few years of the Lions, he's playing everybody. And when a reporter said, how come? He says, because I want to. I'm just telling you, everyone's going to play. If you can walk, you're playing.
Right. I think it's really interesting, Mike, looking at some of your reporting, other people. I mean, it's early. You have anybody knowing, you know, it's early. We can't get too excited, us as fans, too much. But, boy, when you look and see at Jordan Love, seemingly, according to, you know, things I've seen and read, going into this season so far healthy, and then having this core of receivers, a guy like Matthew Golden, which seems to be a unique guy. Boy, are we right as fans, Mike Clemens, to be a little more excited here as we get into the season?
Yeah, you should be, because Matthew Golden wears number 22, the first-round pick, as we know, the first time the Packers have used a first-round pick in the draft on a wide receiver in 20 years. His progress chart is straight up, Todd. It's straight up. Mm-hmm. To the point where, you know, first he's catching slant passes and running past three guys. Then he's catching deep bombs 50 yards downfield, which Love has improved, I think, on the deep ball pass. But in the last couple of days, the trickier ones, like the mid-range receptions around 15 or 20 yards, or, you know, crossers over the middle, fade routes, he looks tremendous.
Yeah, he really does. And it's exciting just from, again, some of the video I've seen.
Into the stands.
Sorry, you're cutting out just for a second there. But, it's for those watching the video, listening to your sports reporting here at Civic Media, it seems like it's setting up for, I don't want to jinx anything, but it could be. At least early in the season, it looks like it could be a really special year for the Pack.
Yeah. So, you know, we'll be looking for that. I'm going to be looking for who they have for, like, the number two, number three running backs behind Josh Jacobs. I think that that competition will be wide open tomorrow night because right now Emmanuel Wilson and then Marshawn Lloyd, who they drafted last year, they're still both injured. I don't think you're going to see any action tomorrow night. So be looking for some of the running backs they have lined up behind Jordan Love or Malik Willis, the number two quarterback, as the game goes on tomorrow night.
The preseason game gets underway at 7 p.m. And again, can be heard on many of these Civic Media radio stations, amongst them WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, in the Southwest. We'll have a full rundown of those at civicmedia.us here across the Civic Media Radio Network. Mike, any other Packer notes before we move on to the Brewers?
No, just I'm on my way now to the Brewers game. I'm in traffic for that. And you know what? I sent you that press release. I didn't actually get a chance to read it, but, you know, Pat Murphy, who just continues to grow as the legendary character that he is. He's doing an interview on live TV with the, you know, Major League Baseball Network, and the reporter, she says to him, you know, what do you got there? And he pulls out of his pocket a pancake. Is it a pocket pancake?
I think we got the clip. We got the clip. Parker, here's Murph in Washington, D.C. on that road trip with the Nationals talking about his pocket pancake.
A lot of different things during the game. There's pancake. I got a little pocket pancake right here that I munch on.
Pocket pancake.
They're wonderful. You want some?
Oh, those are delicious.
There it is, Mike Clemens. Murph, I mean, you've seen so many managers, so many coaches over your time reporting in college and professional sports, Mike Clemens. Isn't it just key? Successful teams have a manager or a coach who knows what vibe needs to be in that locker room, and it seems like Murph has struck the perfect one.
Well, you know, it's like one minute he's yelling at you because he told you, you know, don't be swinging at the pitches on the outside and make them pitch to you and all that. And, you know, don't make mistakes. And the next minute, he's just goofing around. He's pulling pancakes out of his pocket. I can't believe she actually took a sample bite of that. So then, do you have the press release? Listen what the team does like 48 hours later. Listen to this.
They're going to be selling them in AmFam Field. You can stop by and actually get a pancake.
I think this is fantastic. Crazy?
And I'm bitter, Mike, because I thought this would be a great bit for our show. We'll go down on State Street and we'll have a little griddle and we'll give away pocket pancakes. But somebody in the PR department at the Brewers has already beaten me to it. And now you can actually stop by when you go watch the Brewers at AmFam Field and buy yourself a pocket pancake. I think it's brilliant.
Yeah, or was Murphy on the, was this product placement the other night? Let's have the manager pull a pancake out of his pocket during a live network interview. And, oh, hey, what a great idea. Yeah, we'll send pancakes to the fans. How about that?
I just thought it was great, but boy, it just, and I heard a cut, I think it was on one of your reports three days ago, whatever it was, and you were in the gaggle with Murph, and he was talking about how this group of guys, there are so many rookies, so many young guys, but they have a hunger. And if one guy gets taken off for somebody else after a couple of days, they're like, hey, I want back in. And it's that hunger that I think is helping feed this team and beating people with bigger, more expensive rosters in Major League Baseball.
Well, you know, I was there for that sweep of the Dodgers here in Milwaukee. And, you know, Mookie Betts is, I mean, he's probably more worried about the addition to his house, whereas Caleb Durbin is trying to hang on to the roster spot. He's
right.
Trying desperately not to get sent back to the Nationals. And Davey Roberts, you know, veteran manager, took them to the World Series last year and won. But I kind of overheard, they said, okay, now you go with the team now? Because they were going to San Francisco next to play the Giants. He goes, no, actually, yeah. I've got a golf date set up tomorrow, and then I'm going to fly
Good for
back.
You.
So he's
Good
taking
for you.
A private jet. Because, you know, they're on another plane out there in L.A. right now. And
Mike, travel
with these first-year guys and beating them.
Travel safe, my friend. Mike Clemens, our sports reporter. Brewers against the Mets tonight after 7 o'clock on many of these fine stations. Mike, thanks so much. Travel safely, my friend. Back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Experience Northern Wisconsin this season and book your vacation at Lena's Northern Pines Resort on beautiful Butternut Lake in Butternut, Wisconsin. This quaint resort has it all. A full-service resort and restaurant, open year-round for all your seasons, from ATVing to snowmobiling, grouse hunting, deer hunting, and even ice fishing. Or just come to relax with the whole family. And there's also an event space for that perfect occasion that you might be celebrating. Butternut Lake is a 1,000 plus acre Class A musky lake, along with walleye, crappie, perch, and panfish that the kids love to catch. It's perfect for escaping the hustle and bustle of the city. Check your next adventure out today. Go to northernpines.net, www.northernpines.net.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. With Governor Tony Evers choosing not to run for a third term, that means we're going to have the first open race for governor in 16 years. We already know who some of the candidates will be. On the Democratic side, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez launched her campaign, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley said he's running. On the Republican side, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and Southeastern Wisconsin Business Executive Bill Berrien are running. Many more are expected to join the race. And it's not just governor that will have an open race. We could see open races for Attorney General, Lieutenant Governor, Secretary of State, and State Treasurer, too. Couple that with what's happening in the state legislature, no longer under gerrymandered maps, the year 2026 is going to bring a rather unique moment for voters in Wisconsin to determine the path forward on a fresh new era for the state. I know some can be wary of change, but let's embrace this as the real opportunity that it is.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Now, 8 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock at the top of the hour, ABC and CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to, a check of weather. Again, Mike Clemens, our great sports reporter, we thank him for taking his time on the road today. He'll be in with another check of sports after the top of the hour. Brewers, Packers, and much more. And then hour number two, we'll have a What's Worse for You. Stomach ache or headache, and at the bottom of hour number two, Peter Rapine, managing editor of EPOM's World, in with a wild and wacky look at the week in review, actual stupid humans doing actual stupid things. Peter Rapine, always a great way to end our week when he joins us from EPOM's World. Parker Olson down in Madison, we are on location here live in Shawano. Parker, what about Mike Clemens? I mean, that's what you want when somebody comes on. He's a Renaissance man. You understand Mike Clemens? He can talk to you about Mike Lovell. He's a broadcaster's broadcaster, because just like Jane Matinier, he and Jane, you know, interviewed Mike Lovell, but he could also tell you, you know, everything you want to know about Brewers and Packers and Badgers and so much more. But it's one of those people I could just sit and listen to all day.
He's the Swiss Army knife of civic media.
Yes. Yeah. That's a good way to put it. Indeed. And we appreciate Mike taking time because, you know, he's driving between Green Bay and going down to Milwaukee tonight to cover the Brewers. Again, the Brewers play against the Mets tonight at AmFam Field just after 7 o'clock. You can hear it on many of our stations, including WISS in Oshkosh, WBZH in Hayward, and WRCE in Richland Center. Speaking of the Brewers, how about, you know, it's great to listen to. Always appreciate that. Always entertaining. But what's better than being there? But you say, well, Todd, it's a little pricey sometimes. We get that. We have you covered. Here's your chance to win four free, F-R-E-E, gratis, cero, no cost to you, at least in terms of the tickets, four tickets to the club-level seats of AmFam Field for this coming Wednesday, August 13th at 1:10 in the afternoon. You must be able to go to that game. You cannot exchange it for another ticket. The way to do it is download the Civic Media app, open it up. The first 10 stations, 11 stations are the ones that we're on. Click on one of those. Then you'll see a little icon that says text in the lower right-hand corner. Click on that. And then text the word BREW, B-R-E-W, BREW, right now on the Civic Media app at the end of the 4 o'clock, or at 4 o'clock, I should say, the computer will randomly select one winner from the correctly entered words of the text app, and you'll be on your way to Milwaukee next Wednesday, August 13th at 1:10 in the afternoon against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Enter right now by going to the Civic Media app and texting the word BREW, B-R-E-W, right now on your Civic Media app. I mean, they are absolutely red hot right now. The Milwaukee Brewers are. Breaking news. Go ahead, Parker. What?
They are. And just wanted to say real quick, Aaron Zomers on the text line.
Really?
Guess what he has to say.
What does Zomers have to say? Give it to us.
Is this a statewide contest?
Oh, yeah. See, even on his vacation day, he's listening in and saving my skin because, yes, the attorneys want me to say it is a statewide contest. Thank you, Zomers. Thank you, Parker. We appreciate that. Other breaking news story in the last hour or so here. Jim Lovell, the great astronaut from NASA, with the Apollo 13 mission and other space flights, has passed away, according to his family and NASA. He was 97 years old. And Mike Clemens reminding us that Jim Lovell was a native of Milwaukee. And that's really great information. PJ, watching on our YouTube channel, says, according to Wikipedia, James Arthur Lovell Jr. Was, I guess, born in Ohio, but must have been moved to Milwaukee. Lovell and his mother lived with a relative in Terre Haute, Indiana. They then relocated to Milwaukee, where he went to Juno High School. So if you're in Milwaukee, and you're an alum of Juno High School, you're a fellow alum of Jim Lovell. How about that? He also played, Jim Lovell did, football and pledged to the Alpha Pi Omega fraternity at UW-Madison. Wow. More tidbits on the great and now late Jim Lovell. Jim Lovell, again, dead at the age of 97. And remembering him, who had a huge influence on the state, Milwaukee, UW-Madison, and, of course, on the NASA space program as well. Have you ever seen that movie, Parker, Apollo 13?
Not since I was a kid, which kind of sucks because I remember it to be a good movie. I should watch it again.
Yeah, as Clemens said, it starred Tom Hanks. It was directed by the great Ron Howard and other great actors in that movie as well. But it really captured that human anxiety and that moment where you didn't know whether those folks were going to make it back to Earth alive or not. And it was really just human ingenuity on the part of the astronauts in space and also the people on the ground at Houston who guided them through that. But it was an event that was made for a movie, and by golly, they made it into one. So anyway, it's just, I think, good to pause, reflect in times like these. So Jim Lovell dead at the age of 97. I'm sure there'll be all kinds of tributes tonight on the different newscasts across the networks and across cable as well. Other headlines we are going to get into a little bit here in hour number two. Going to follow that up with a little bit more FBI news. We talked a little bit earlier about former acting FBI director Brian Driscoll and other officials pushed out. Well, now the FBI wants to help track down Democrats who left the Senate or left the state of Texas, according to Senator John Cornyn. I mean, like, these guys don't have anything better to do down there in Texas. Also, in hour number two, from the Los Angeles Times, Donald Trump was trying to find a chairman of the LA Olympic Task Force, and he looked around and he said, "How about me?" Yes, Trump has put himself in charge of the Olympics in the United States. What could possibly go wrong? Stay tuned. More Brewers tickets to give away. What's worse? And Peter Rapine, news of the wild and wacky coming up in hour two. Don't go anywhere. Lots straight ahead across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's greeted the leaders of Armenia and Azerbaijan at the White House ahead of the signing of a trilateral agreement that's intended to end decades of fighting. There's no end in sight to the fighting between Russia and Ukraine, although today is the president's deadline for Russia to agree to a ceasefire. ABC's chief global affairs correspondent Martha Raddatz says
the White House had originally been pushing for a trilateral meeting between Trump, Putin, and Ukraine's President Zelensky, but Putin has made it clear that a meeting with Zelensky is off the table for now, saying conditions for that are still far away.
Democrats in Texas denied Republicans a quorum in the state house for the third time, blocking efforts to redraw state legislative maps. And NASA says astronaut Jim Lovells died at 97. He flew to space four times and was best known as the commander of the Apollo 13 mission. This is ABC News.